Radio.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
It's 29 to 11. We're going to find out what's been happening in the greyhound racing world and what is coming up too, because this man knows all about it. Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Cozzy, good morning to you and welcome along to Going Greyhounds. Well, because I can tell you it's a very happy host here after the stunning return to form by the mighty Dragons against Brisbane yesterday.
I was wondering when that was going to come out.
Well, it didn't take long, did it?
No. Straight up. Like the back just drew the red, didn't it? Pink straight to the front.
That's right. I like the back of Greyhound. It gets out that quick every time.
The lure.
But yeah, so congratulations to the boys and all the true red and white believers. Next Saturday night semi, as Maddie just said, against the old rival South Sydney, is going to be a ripper. The winner to take on the Roosters in the grand final qualifier. However, my role right now is to talk about greyhound racing, and the road to riches in New South Wales is already paved with gold, with the first week of regional qualifiers completed for the $1 million chase. Now, Bathurst hosted four heats last Monday with the track specialist and the Bathurst Cup winner, Miss Splendor Miro for George Borg, setting the time standard, 29 and 68. Rowan Hill was the runner-up in heat two. Skywave, back from Melbourne, scored in 29 and 86 from double up D, while Caitlin Keeping for Charmaine Roberts backed up beautifully after winning the blacktop only 3 days earlier. Caitlin Keeping pinged the lids from box eight, posted a 29.94 victory with a mission control in second place. In the fourth and final heat, modus operandi for Rob Tyler stormed home, beat Midnight Treat in 30 and 10. Tuesday night, it was Lismore's turn to host the heats. Snug for Brisbane conditioner Darren Russell, who we'll have on the show this morning, flew out of the boxes, beat Cashpoint in 30.04. Kulu Jasper was third. Now, Cashpoint received a ticket and won't contest the Lismore final tomorrow night. And that greyhound's been sent down to Victoria and has joined the kennels of Anthony as a party. The other heat winners at Lismore, Townsville Cup winner Big Bad Bob for George Clegg, who beat Farmore in time in 30 and 24. Raven Izmir for Kenny Staines, 30 and 18. And Final Chalice running second in that, while Jonesy for Peter Simpson proves too strong for Knock Me Over in the other heat, the final heat in 30.06. We moved to Thursday of last week, and two regional tracks hosted heats of the $1 million chase. At Maitland, Darren Russell continued his excellent week when Precious Sal, who holds the 400-metre track record, ran over the 450, clocking 24 and 82, defeating Big Black. In the other heats, Flying Ella for Darren Sultana won in 24 and 97, beating Yeah OK, which gave Darren Russell two finalists. Victorian visitor She's Gifted for Deb Coleman won her heat in 24 and 96, defeating Knockout Hero for Warren Harper, while Zipping Buddy for Jason McKay won the fourth heat in 25 and 35 from Willoughby, trained by Jill Harper. The Wagga heats were run on a wet track, and it was a pretty bad night for favourites. Murnyong Magic at $24 won heat one, 30 and 63 the time from Corleone King and the $1.40 favourite Blue Sky Riot. In the second and final heat, Lace Monster for Brian Honey won at $42 in 31 and 11, beating Zipping Buck with a $2 favourite Zipping Olympia third. Thought Zipping Olympia was going to win in the straight, but just ran up the track and put paid to her chances. While on Saturday night at Bulleye, two heats were contested. Ruth Maddox's dog, Embi, who's usually a very strong dog, pinged the lids from box one. We're a little bit surprised, and scored a brilliant win in 28 and 54, defeating the gallant Zipping Mitzi, who got squeezed early. Beacon Street finished third. The other heat went to Burning Fuel for Mark Wilcox in 28 and 77 from Goldstein and Nino D'Oro. The regional finals are on this week at Bathurst tonight, race 8 at 6:15. Miss Splendor Miro, the tab fixed odds favourite out of box 8 at $1.80. Caitlin Keeping from the 5, 3.80. Skywave from the 7 at $4.20. The other heats this week will be Lismore tomorrow night, Maitland on Thursday, Wagga Friday, and Bulleye next Saturday. Dubbo's heats are going to be run this Thursday, and there are more regional heats and finals to come from Tamora, Grafton, Nowra, Richmond, and the Gardens. And five city qualifiers are going to be run at Wentworth Park on Saturday, September 22. Well, the man we have on the line now was in Bathurst for the first set of heats last Monday, and his name is Tony Mestrov. He's the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Tony, good morning. Support for the series has been overwhelming.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, it's been overwhelming. Obviously, I got out to Bathurst, Lismore, and also Wagga last week, and it was great to see a smile on the participants' faces, also a really positive reaction to the series, and we look forward now to more finals and the heats in other regions.
Yeah, in the Thoroughbred Caper last year, we saw a horse trained at the back of Burke's Stony Rise come to Sydney for the Country Championships final. It was a fantastic story. How good would it be to have some small country trainers to have their dogs lining up in the final at Wentworth Park on October the 20th?
Oh, it would be tremendous. And when I was at Wagga during the week, I couldn't think of anything better than, you know, Wagga's a real developing region for greyhounds, and there'd be nothing better for a participant to win $1 million from either Bathurst, Wagga, Lismore. And this is what it's all about. It's about giving a real boost to the regions. This is the reason we obviously put this together, together with Minister Toole. So it's having the adverse effect it really is.
Now, with so much prize money on offer, it's not surprising that interstate trainers have been interested, and they've already done well. Queensland's Darren Russell, who's going to be on the show soon, and Deb Coleman from Victoria. So that's in the regional qualifiers. I suppose, Tony, we're going to see a lot more of them once the qualifiers start at Wentworth Park on Saturday week.
Yeah, I suspect from the regional series now that a lot of the interstate trainers are going to bring their dogs to Wentworth Park. I saw a good dog, obviously, Snug at Lismore. I think he'll be highly competitive tomorrow night in the final at Lismore. But I think most of the interstate trainers are saving their dogs for Wentworth Park.
Tony, greyhound welfare is just as important as the amazing prize money in the $1 million series. And, you know, despite the perennial criticism from the anti-everything brigade, the message is getting through in a positive fashion.
It is. And look, I think it just shows we're serious about welfare, and the participants are serious as well. It's been really well received in relation to rehoming dogs after the racing life. Obviously in our GAP program or a private partner provider or just as a companion. But more importantly, the GAP program and the focus on GAP and the life cycle of the dog has been really well received by the participants because they do care about their dogs. And look, I think the criticism will be there, but you know, I just, from our point of view, from a greyhound racing point of view, welfare is at the forefront of everything we do.
There's a number of criteria which must be adhered to, and that goes on for quite a while for the trainers down the line.
It does, and it's important to note that. I think we've got a follow-up plan in place that if the right thing hasn't been done and a dog hasn't been rehomed, and you happen to win the $1 million chase, that money will be revoked. So we're quite serious about the welfare. This series, the underwhelming fact is we really want to build a platform of welfare. That's part of the idea, also the biggest greyhound race in the world, but also to show that we are serious about welfare.
Tony, Greyhound Racing New South Wales is pouring a stack of money into racetracks. The Wentworth Park remedial works continuing. Lighting being planned for Goulburn. Gosford set to return soon. And, PricewaterhouseCoopers looking at the possibility of a Queanbeyan track. So the commitment to centres of excellence is ongoing.
Yeah, the commitment from the government has been ongoing. Minister Toole has been tremendous in supporting greyhound racing. You'll see some more announcements, some positive announcements on other tracks and upgrades. As I said, welfare's at the forefront of everything we're doing. The minister was good enough to fast-track some monies in order to fix tracks. And a lot of these have been legacy issues of the past. So we need to get to them and ensure that the tracks are safe for our greyhounds.
There's been stacks of rumours, Tony, about the Wentworth Park remedial tracks. There was a rumour that the 500-metre boxes were going to be moved, but I believe that's just to do with the drainage.
Correct. There's new drainage going in. We are doing some remedial works, as we are on other tracks. Look, there was a rumour going around. The greyhound industry is renowned for rumours that we're not moving the boxes. We are looking at it, though, post the Ladbrokes $1 million chase. We really want to ensure that the tracks are at the best, and we need to do some more research, and everything we do is evidence-based. We're obviously working with Professor Eager from UTS, so we've got to do a bit more research, and then we'll look at it maybe later on in the year.
Well, I'm really excited. It's off and running, the Million Dollar Chase, leading up to the final, Saturday night, October 20th. It's just going to be amazing. $1 million to the winner. And all the best with the remainder of the series, Tony. We'll no doubt speak to you between now and final night. And thanks for giving us your time this morning on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Dave. I look forward to getting out to all the regional centres over the next 3 weeks.
Thanks very much, Tony. There is Tony Mestrov, and just reminding you that the Bathurst regional final is on tonight. It's race 8 on the card, and it's due to go at 6:15 Eastern. Really, really looking forward to it. Well, let's rewind to last Thursday now, and the flying win of Precious Sal in the Maitland heats of the Million Dollar Chase.
Away and running, she came out beautifully. Precious Sal to run to the lead over Big Black. They were fodded over on the inside there by O'Leary Iwo Jima. Wicked Quantities out wide. They were fodded over on the inside. Bruno Zarin very deep in that first turn. Come on, George. As they travel up towards the turn and getting away in front, Precious Sal. Now, Big Black only 3 lengths away as they straighten over and then came further back to Wicked Quantity. But have a look at her go, Precious Sal. She's home. Too good for Big Black. Wicked Quality, come on, George. And then came Iwo Jima.
Johnny McDermott's call. Wow, 24-82 over the 450 for the 400-metre track record holder, Precious Sal. And her trainer, Darren Russell, is an interstate raider, and he's on the line. Darren, good morning. She loves a trip to the cold fields.
Yeah, morning, Dave. She does. Loves a one-turn track.
Yeah, I think, is it 3 out of 4 at Maitland now?
Yeah, she never come out in the heat of the Maitland Cup.
So you must have fairly red eyes at the moment. Did after Lismore on Tuesday night, did you come down or did you head back to Queensland and then make the even longer trip back?
I headed back Tuesday night, then drove down Wednesday instead of the mate's place, only 10 minutes from the track.
Anyone who says that greyhound trainers don't do the miles and don't spend a lot of time at their job is kidding themselves, aren't they?
They sure are, mate. This week's even busier. Got to come back to Casino Cup Eats on the Friday morning.
Yeah. The Casino Cup Eats are going to be fantastic too, and I really wish the club all the best. We'll have a chat to Bobby Lane next Monday morning. But, Darren, just getting back to Precious Sal, she clocked the first split of 780. I think she's gone 774. And correct me if I'm wrong, she's never been beaten when she's jumped to the lead.
I don't think she has either, mate. I think she's run best of the day 90% of the time she's led too, so yeah, she's a very fast bitch.
When news of the Million Dollar Chase broke last month, how long did it take you, Darren, to think about a tilt at it?
Oh, about 5 minutes, mate. Just had to find out where all the heats and everything was on and how it was going to be run and just plan from there.
Well, let's have a look at the box draw for this Thursday's final at Maitland. Big Black in 1, Flying Ella 2, Zipping Buddy 3, Willoughby 4, Precious Sal in 5, She's Gifted 6, Knockout Hero 7, Yero K 8, and the reserves are Wicked Quality and Opulence. What are your thoughts on Precious Sal drawing the 5, Darren?
Tricky draw. I would have preferred to have been inside Willoughby. He seems to have a bit of speed and wants to stay off the track. She's Gifted will go straight, so it won't come across and knock me down anyway. But if she begins, no doubt she's got the most speed to lead the race.
You've also qualified Yero K for the final. He finished second to Flying Ella in 25 seconds neat. Look, he takes a while to wind up, but having a look at his record, he's banked the check at every start in the pink, Darren.
Actually, I think he's well boxed, Dave. If he's staying out of trouble there, he got into a fair bit of trouble in his heat and still run 25 blank. If he doesn't get a touch, I think he might finish over the top of him with a clear passage.
The first two home in the Maitland final go to Wentworth Park for the city qualifiers. I don't think you're... your pair have run
no,
it.
They haven't been there.
No.
They haven't been there.
Yeah, okay. Well, Yero K has a 29.93 personal best over the 500 at Albion Park. Precious Sal has also won over that longer journey, but she hasn't broken 30. Do you think she can be strong as she qualifies to Sydney?
Well, I think she can, Dave. It's all in the start with her. She hasn't really jumped on the bunny at Albion Park yet.
Okay.
She's only run 560 splits where I reckon she can run a 550 if she comes out easily.
All right. And Darren, what about the win of Snug in last Tuesday's qualifier at Lismore? I watched him carefully in the boxes because I backed him, and he sprung the lids like a 100-metre Olympic athlete.
Yes, he did. Well, that's her too. She comes out the boxes. She's in the first two. She's hard to beat. It was very boggy on the inside last week, and she was the only winner to actually rail. Everything else seemed to run in the middle of the track, so hopefully no rain this week, mate.
Well, yeah, you never know. Up the North Coast, they've been getting plenty, yeah. Snug led all the way in 30.04. From box three, but has run 29 and 71 there before. So you must be delighted with drawing box one from which he's undefeated in tomorrow night's final.
Oh, static, mate. I'll be very disappointed if she doesn't run the first two to qualify, but I think she'll just go straight to front. There's only a little bit of speed in the race in four and six, so if she holds them out, I think she'll win.
Yes, he's the $1.80 favourite at the moment from tab.com.au fixed. Raven Izmir in the six, $4. Big Bad Bob in the 7-5. Final Chalice draws 2. Jonesy 3. Farmore and Time 4. Southern Ripple in 5. And you got Knock Me Over out in box number 8, a $71 chance. Look, should Snug advance, she'll be back at Wentworth Park. From memory, Darren, for the first time, she led them off the back in the heats of the Golden Easter Egg from box number 7.
Yeah. Very bad traveller, Dave. I travelled down the day of the race. I'll never do that again with her. She lost a fair bit of weight, and that took its toll. I'll probably go down the day before. Mate, stay at San Sultan as usually. So, yeah, that's the plan. Get in there at least a day before, maybe two.
And all the greyhounds since the races last week, have you done much with them?
Just one gallop up the straight for Snug. I'll probably put Precious Sarah up the boxes this afternoon because she does like to play up a bit. So she normally goes behind the drag out the boxes, trying to settle her down a bit. Yeah, okay. He won't have a gallop. He's strong. So I'm going to keep him nice and fresh off the pink.
All right, Darren. Well, we wish you all the very best. Safe journey down, and good luck to the Greyhounds, and good luck to Hawthorn against the Melbourne Demons, hey?
I don't know how we're going to go there. I think we've overachieved this year. Maybe in another year or two we might get the catch again,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, against Richmond the other night, we were stumbling and fumbling around, a little bit like Cozzy at the ADM when it's his shout.
Oh, I know. I've heard about that.
Well, Darren, thanks so much for being a guest on Going Greyhounds. Really appreciate it and look forward to running into you soon.
Righto. Thanks for that, Dave. Bye, mate.
Thank you, Darren. Darren Russell from Queensland, and we certainly wish him all the best tomorrow night at Lismore and on Thursday at Maitland. Well, next Sunday, the spotlight will be on Sandown in Melbourne when the super exciting Speedstar match racing format returns. And Sandown media guru Mick Floyd joins us now. Mick, good morning. Fantastic prize money is again up for grabs.
G'day, Disco. You're right. $190,000 in prize money over the 20 matches. It's going to be a lot of fun with the last trial session yesterday, and the fields are going to be outstanding. Really looking forward to this Sunday.
When will the fields be released, Mick?
So the nominations close at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. Given its time base, it shouldn't take too long to put them together. So we should have fields around about midday on Wednesday.
Okay, well, you said there was 20 match races once again, 40 greyhounds. That is two greyhounds head-to-head, and gee, it's fantastic.
It certainly is. It's as pure as it gets. We saw in the Battle of the Brothers last Thursday that when you get two dogs that are evenly matched, it does make for a fantastic contest. And look, there's a real buzz and a lot of excitement about it. Fantastic punting prospect as well. It's a very popular product, not just for the fans, but for the punters as well. So great that we can do this twice a year now.
Yeah, well, in the preview to what is to come, you mentioned it last Thursday night, Sandown hosted the Battle of the Brothers. It was a match race over the middle distance between Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam. So let's hear Robbie Tester's call.
Away they go. Tornado Tears clearly won the start from the three, and he's going to speed over. Got down on top of Rip and Sam a little bit early, and he's put about a 2.5-length gap with a round to go. Turning out of the straight, Tornado Tears has run 9.20 early. Rip and Sam won't let him get away. He's a length back as they turn into the back now. Over by the distance boxes, Tornado Tears, the reigning champion, leads a length and a half. Rip and Sam trying to go with him. Tornado Tears amping up the pressure up to the turn now. A length in front, Rip and Sam's got to dig deep now. Tornado Tears turns in front. Rip and Sam can't quite get there, and Tornado Tears all the way. Runs 9.20, 23.18, a brilliant 33.77.
Holy champion, Batman. Tornado Tears doing it all the way, Mick. And he's not only the champion stayer, but he holds top rank in the Speedstar times over the 5.95.
He certainly is. Of course, he won this event back in May, and he does top the leaderboard here. He is nominated for the 5.95, so there was some question about which way he'd go, but he's certainly going to the 5.95. But on the back of the trials yesterday, he might have a bit of competition. Ella Enchanted stopping the clock in 33.88, which was low flying. It puts her second on the standings there, and according to Jamie Ennis, there's a little bit of improvement left in her too.
Mick, who's on top in the Speedstar sprint ranks?
Yeah, so the current standings are Maya Redeemer on top with 29.123. Morris Minor is actually second with 29.202. They actually ran those times in the same race. Morris Minor, unfortunately, running the second fastest time in the qualification period and getting beaten in that race. So it's a little bit unlucky. Third's not available, who's won two Speedstar Constellations and was the fastest winner in the last year's, the fastest winner over 5.15 the last year's we ran. He's got 29.249. But from there on, it's very, very even. There's only about a tenth of a second between fourth on the standings, the elevated 29.288, and 15th, Whaley on John's at 29.40. So there's really not a lot between those greyhounds at that end.
Mick, Dinah Patty won the 500 Speedstar crown back in the autumn. Will she line up next Sunday?
She is. She's ninth in the standings, but I understand Peyton, who's eighth, won't be going around. So that sneaks her into the top eight. But we know she's a champion in this format. She knows. We know she's a very good greyhound in any format, for that matter. She is a Group 1 winner. So speaking to Andrea Daly last week, I believe she'll be nominating Dinah Patty and also Hecton Bale, who's 10th. There's a couple of greyhounds above that we're not too sure on yet. So Hecton Bale will either sneak into the top eight or go around as a short favourite, I'd imagine, in one of the constellations.
Okay. And what about the 700, what are the rankings like there?
Yeah, so with Tornado Tears going to the 5.95, that leaves Rippin' Sam on top. Again, he won the Stayers event back in May. He's got a 41.323, which is just flying. I think it's about the ninth fastest time ever run. In fact, a little bit quicker than that, ever run here at Sandown Park. And then after that, you've got Bolt Light Beckett and Billy's Bait, both of whom are nominated. And then we're down to Equilibrium, who was outstanding back on Nationals night, running 41.698. To give you an idea of how good the staying ranks are at the moment, we've had 19 dogs break 42 seconds during the qualification period, which is just phenomenal. It wasn't that long ago, 42 seconds would be a sort of run we'd be spruiking from the rooftops. But such as the crop of stays we have at the moment, it's almost an average run now. So it's fantastic to see so many good quality stays around at the same time.
Look, it's a huge spring coming up at Sandown, Mick, not only with the Speedstar on next Sunday, and I can't wait to be on track with James Vandermaat, but you've got the TAB Melbourne Cup and $1 million prize money for the program that night at the end of November.
We do, yeah. The preludes kick off at the end of September. It's the 27th of September is the first prelude series, so it's all full swing from there. And look, it's an exciting night of racing now, or a carnival. In fact, the shootout's now back to the week before the Melbourne Cup heats. Heats night, as we know, is one of the best nights of greyhound racing for the year. 8 Melbourne Cup heats and 4 Boltrice heats for the stayers. And then, as you mentioned, the Melbourne Cup night, $1 million in prize money. There's 8 feature finals on the night. There's a race for every greyhound on that night, and fantastic prize money. Every race will carry $10,000 in prize money at least. So it's a fantastic night of greyhound racing, and really, really looking forward to this year's running of the Cup.
To you, Greg, and the team, I wish you all the best. Mick, thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds, and I'll see you at the Speedstar next Sunday.
A pleasure. Thank you very much, Dave, and looking forward to Sunday.
Cheers, Mick. There's Mick Floyd, the media manager of Sandown. And folks, once again, there's going to be a stack of markets from TAB, and it's important to find them not only on the regular Sandown page when you go into the TAB app and you press Sandown Greyhounds, but on the Sports Extras pages as well. We'll give you full details on Sky between now and including next Sunday. Look, one vital piece of info, if you just go to the Sandown race page, in other words, you just go to Greyhounds on the homepage of the TAB app, and then you go into Sandown on the regular racing section. Look, the prices listed there for the respective dogs are for them to be the fastest dog over the complete event that they are in. That is, of the four match races in that event. So if you want to back Dinah Patty and you're getting $5, that's not for Dinah Patty to win the individual match race. That's for Dinah Patty to post the fastest time of, say, the four match races in that event. So there'll be five events with four in each. So If you want to back them to just win the particular match race they're in, you'll have to go to the Sports Extras page. It's very, very important to remember that. Now, in other news from Victoria, congratulations are in order to trainer Jason Sharp on the win of Melbourne Cup place getter Kuda Mayhem in yesterday's Group 3 Healesville Cup. You could have got around about $23 about Kuda, so if you backed it up the straight, well done to you. Let's move to the Meadows Club now in Melbourne. And they'll soon be hosting the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint and Top Gun Stayers. The final is on Saturday night, October 27, which is just 1 week after the Million Dollar Chase at Wentworth Park. The final fields for the Top Gun will be announced on the Catching Pen on Tuesday night, October the 16th. The Great Chase Final will be at the Meadows. That's on Wednesday afternoon, October the 24th. The series, which is held right across Victoria at the regional tracks, began last Tuesday and is a community program which supports many organisations within the disability sector. And there's some very, very happy folks when they win the respective races. And indeed, a lot of money can be donated to their organisation by taking out the final. They all are allotted respective dogs. And finally, it's a big Sky Racing welcome to New Zealand Greyhound presenter Mark Cookson, who's here for the week from Trackside, New Zealand. Now, Mark is a guest on Sky One Racing this week. As a matter of fact, he's on the Red Channel as I speak with Ben Way. And Mark's going to be covering the likes of Hattrick Greyhounds, Manawatu and Addington. And his knowledge of greyhound racing will be an asset to us on the punt. So in exchange, my Sky Racing colleague Mark Olmos is going to head to Christchurch for Cup Week next month. And with Mark heading there, all I can say is look out, Addington. And, Cozzy, look, that's it for another Going Greyhounds. On the Catching Pen tomorrow night, another feature story, this time on trainer Anthony Azzopardi, who's relocated to Victoria from New South Wales with great success. I went to Murnyong between Bacchus Marsh and Ballarat last month with about 28 jumpers on, and it was windy and freezing, but he's got a great setup. He's building new kennels just up the road, but we're going to meet Anthony in his greyhounds on the Catching Pen on Sky 2, 6:30 tomorrow night.
All right, good on you. Did I hear you mention something about me being slow to work the old hands at the ATM earlier on there, Dave?
Did I say that? Oh, I don't know. I might have just snuck in. Someone might have said
that. And I'll tell you now, the last time I went to the gym, which was quite a while ago, I said to the physical, the personal trainer, there's a gorgeous woman there. I said, mate, what bit of equipment should I use to impress her? He said, try the ATM in the foyer, fatso. So that's the last time I was at one, Dave.
I know. Well, right, mate, I was bending the elbow at the Gary Owen Hotel at Roselle on Saturday afternoon. I can tell you, the guns are looking great.